From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The World Health Organization says it suspects a link between the mosquito-borne Zika virus and a rare birth defect that gives babies abnormally small heads, but says so far the evidence is circumstantial. A WHO spokesman says the big task is to try to establish a link between the virus and microcephaly, which involves abnormally small heads in newborns and can affect brain development. The spokesman said the UN agency plans a special session Thursday on the virus during a Geneva meeting of its executive board. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrives in Beijing Tuesday. It's the last stop of his Asia trip, with territorial disputes in the South China Sea looming as a likely talking point. Before his visit to China, Kerry also made stopovers in Laos and Cambodia. Those are two countries where Beijing's influence runs deep and Washington is looking to expand ties. Analysts say the stops were made in part to prepare for a meeting Washington is hosting for Southeast Asian leaders in California next month. Kerry is also trying to build a consensus over how to respond to China's recent actions in the South China Sea. President Barack Obama has adopted reforms to the federal prison system that include banning solitary confinement for juvenile prisoners and limiting when it can be used for adults. In an opinion piece posted late Monday by the Washington Post, Obama said there are as many as 100,000 people in solitary confinement in the U.S. and that the practice brings potential devastating, lasting psychological consequences. He says the United Nations is a nation of second chances, but the experience of solitary confinement too often undercuts that second chance. VOA News.